Well, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is part two of the magnetic health process. The video was up on Loom. The audio for the video should be on SoundCloud by now or on Spotify. So here's part two. Enjoy every minute of it. It's very important to reframe what you think health is from being something to do with skin, flesh, and bones to all to do with electromagnetism inside your being. This is Chris. You have a great day. Bye for now. Number six. We talk a lot about the consumption of water. We talk about the consumption of liquids, maintaining the body in a hydrated state. But very rarely do we talk about the temperature of it. If you go to America, the tradition is when you walk into a restaurant, they give you a glass of ice water and it's got ice cubes and ice pieces in it. That water is far too cold. It kills the digestion and makes you very, very overweight. At the same token, hot tea. Whenever English people drink tea, they don't drink it roasting hot. They milk it down or they water it down, they cool it down or wait till it cools. So drinking moderate temperature water is really healthy. When you drink a glass of water, make it a bit warm. Don't make it cold, don't make it hot. Lukewarm water, it's beautiful. There was a period, 10 years actually, where when I traveled around on business and I'd be in people's offices, they'd say, "Would you like a cup of tea?" And I'd say, "A glass of hot water, please." And I would get that water and I would cool it down with another bit of water and I would sit there drinking mild temperature water. It's great for the digestion, great for the blood, great for the brain. The next one is the position of the organs. When you see somebody's distended belly, it's not distended because they're necessarily all that fat, although it has a factor in it. What it's distended is because the muscles around the stomach have lost control and the organs are leveraging themselves out of the body, away from the spine and down towards the earth. What is down towards the earth is the coffin, the funeral. So keep your organs up, keep your, it's not because you want to have a six pack. This got nothing to do with six pack or core. It's got to do with maintenance of your organs in the right place inside their body. And that is what often is called beauty. Posture is the next one. If you're slumped forward, the windpipe, which takes the air from the nose down to the lungs, is cramped and broken. If you're slumped forward, the emotional equation you're telling your body is, "I'm depressed." So be very conscious of your posture. Success requires posture. Now, there's a lot of people with bad posture became successful, but what it cost them along the way is something that you and I both don't want to talk about right now. Cleanliness. Okay, so it's sort of an irrelevant topic because we're all pretty clean these days. But here we go. Hot showers drain you of magnetism. Hot baths drain you of magnetism. Hot saunas drain you of magnetism. They drain the energy that reflects out of your harmonic body, which is a universe of atoms. It drains it out. So if you want to burn off all that beautiful, powerful magnetism, that attraction, that thing that's going to make you a success, if you want to waste it, if it's too much and you don't know what to do with it and you think you need to run it off or walk it off, go and sit in a hot bath and waste it there. At the same opposite is cold baths. Now, there is an obsession at the moment with people running around Bondi, sitting themselves in buckets of ice. Fantastic for the mind. Fantastic for the will. Yes, it does close down cells. Yes, it does bring blood to the surface. But what it actually does, worse than that, is it burns magnetic fuel. Now, again, if we think we're a big 100 million trillion atom machine and I really don't need all these atoms and I don't need the power and the electricity of them to form success. I haven't got a dream. I haven't got a purpose. I haven't got a vision. Everything's going well. Burn it by overcooking it in a bath, in a hot bath, or freezing it in an ice bath. Neither of these two things are highly recommended. Cool showers are great. Cool showers means the water's tepid. It's not cold. It's a little bit off cold. And you can stand in that cold shower and feel really cleansed and really refreshed. And I would suggest to replace hot showers with mildly hot showers. Next one, sunlight. In summer, get your sunlight under shade, in the shade of a tree or shade of a cloth. Don't let your skin be exposed to the sun. That drains magnetism. In the winter, you can take direct sun on your skin. It's beautiful. And the other thing about sunlight that's very, very important is always sleep somewhere where the sun has got to during the day. If you want to know more about that, I can give it to you. But it's a very powerful knowledge that people will not sleep well in a room that doesn't get sunlight during the day. Interesting, right? Number 11, recreation. The idea of recreation, things we do outside of everyday life to recuperate and recover and renew us, need to inspire us, not depress us. So if you're doing something right, bike riding, knitting, reading books, watching Netflix, listening to music, if you're listening to music, the purpose of recreation is to inspire you, not to depress you. Make sure that you take a good hard look at what you do off-piste when you're away from work, and make sure that it's inspiring. Excessive work is far less harmful than the excess of bad play. Number 12, the blood flows best in the human body when it's being exercised and moved. I've been sitting here talking to you now for 10 minutes or so, and I haven't stood up. And that is getting to the limit of my capacity to sit still. So I stand up every 15 to 20 minutes at my desk, walk around, come back, sit down, or move the desk. It's an electric one. Move it up and down so that I stay in movement. Drugs. I've got a cut on my foot. I bought some antibiotics, went to the doctor and got some antibiotics. I'll take them for a week, but in that week, I'll also do the things that build my immune system to help my body also engage in the fight of the little infection I got on my toe. The sex force, it's number 13, ironically. Conserve your sexual energy. Now, something we don't do as kids or as youth, but the sex force cannot be treated as common. It is a sovereign, sacred power. And I can't emphasize enough how important it is to own that sexual energy, that sex force within you, but not necessarily become obsessed with spreading it out or getting it out of you, to live with it, to celebrate it and make it sacred. That's my book, Sacred Love. Number 14 is don't waste your body movements. You'll see me sitting here. I'm not flapping my arms around a lot. I'm not waving my head around. Sometimes I shake. It's an old habit, nodding a lot. But I don't waste a lot of energy. And the reason is that every time you move with mindlessness or without any sense of control or deliberacy about that movement, you blow off electricity from your body. All the cells of the body become disharmonious. Emotions. I very much doubt that I need to cover this topic in this video. I very much doubt that you can't see at this point in time at the bottom of the consciousness cone where it's going tick tock, fight, flight, responding to the parasympathetic or the sympathetic nervous system, responding to the conscious or the subconscious brain, that person who makes a lot of noise, who jumps up and down, who screams and shouts, who makes it sad or is very sad and very happy 1 minute and depressed the next. When people are in this state, a lot of the energy, a lot of the petrol, a lot of the fuel that they could use to go somewhere gets used spinning wheels and making smoke. So a person who can't manage their emotions cannot manage their life. Thought, and this is a beautiful thing to hear. The memory that smiles when it looks back, the imagination that laughs when it looks forward, and the intuitions that love the present. This is health. This is thought health. And this is the power that you can achieve in your life following the methodology that we're going through here. The memory that smiles looking back. The imagination that laughs looking forward. And the intuition that loves the present. Wow. How beautiful is that? How simple. Number 17. Recognize that when you are in a good state of health, you can feel it in your body vibrating. You can feel vitality within you. And I think this is an important benchmark. As we get up in the morning and we ask ourselves, what's in my heart today? What's in your heart today? We can also ask, is my body vibrating energetically, enthusiastically today? If it's not, we're not healthy. Your body depends largely on the way you maintain it. Don't blame it. It's your job. The next one is number 18. It's number 19, actually. And it's really cool. An ox has perfect health. You know, an ox, a cow, a bullock, has perfect health. But it's in no way magnetic. An Arabian horse, there is a quality which almost makes the horse the master of the person riding it, the master of the master. What's the difference? The horse takes itself magnetically. I think that's a really good food for thought. 19, the spirit of hope. I find this the most powerful of all of the comments we've made so far today. Hopefulness breeds courage. It electrifies the mind and the body. It harmonizes and intensifies the inner pervading energy, and it communicates its attraction all the way around the world. Hopefulness. What a funny, funny, simple concept that is. Hopefulness. Number 20. The magnetic will is the power exerted by the mind, which is already successful. We've talked about that in the philosophy of success. Treat yourself as you wish to become. You are already a success. Have your certificates, have your reminders that you have achieved a lot and you are moving forward as a success, not trying to become a success. If you can observe all this for a week, you're going to feel your magnetism in your body change, and you're going to see people responding differently. So ultimately, it comes down to the concept of what goes in comes out. You are an electrical system. If you have harmony in thought, which means not just nice harmonious thoughts, harmony in thought means you have an attitude which is supportive of success. You have a focal point. You have an attitude of purpose. You have an intent. You have hopefulness. And you have all the rest of the things we've talked about in the philosophy of success. The sound body is a perfect material expression of the universal forces playing into the field. The sound body is a perfect material expression of the universal forces playing into the field. Logically, the expression is only secured by absolute harmony with the nature's law. The laws of health. Its physical character is always determined by the psychic character of the person who inhabits the body. This is Chris. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.